SB 1435 would have allowed meetings of the legislature, county supervisors, school boards, and city councils to be conducted behind closed doors unless a vote was being held. According to the bill's author, Republican Senator Sylvia Allen, Arizona's current open meeting laws put up roadblocks in the legislative process, preventing frank discussions among lawmakers. But Dan Barr, an attorney with the First Amendment Coalition of Arizona, says Allen's bill would have gutted government accountability because the public would be shut out of the debate.
What the open meetings law allows for is better government. It allows for the public to better participate in their government, watching people take a vote after all the discussion has taken place and, you know, they've reached a consensus. Is really a poor substitute for what the law currently allows.
Barr says Allen's bill is concerning because it would have left the public out of controversial legislative discussions, citing immigration bill SB 1070 and last year's so-called religious freedom bill SB 1062.
It just removes one more avenue for people to find out what's going on. It makes it more difficult.
In an email statement, Senator Allen gave no indication as to whether her bill would be reintroduced in the future. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.